Shus Harav Mardasra, Rabbi Rosner Shlita. Shus Rabbi David Gottlieb Shlita. In the presence of my revered and beloved colleague, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, and my revered and beloved colleague, Rabbi Josh Brody. Kol HaKal HaKodesh Hazeh, I can't begin to tell you what it feels for me, for us, to be here tonight with all of you. Sure, we traveled a great distance to be here, and yes, we didn't sleep much. We went the breadth and the width of Eretz Yisrael, Arzeinu HaKadosha, today. I stand here before you humble, inspired, very motivated, because today I stand here representing my community, the Boca Jewish Center community, the hundreds of men and women, the hundreds of children who I represent in being here. I'm giving voice and expressing our worry, our angst, our connection, our dedication, our solidarity. Oh, on the face of the soldiers, among the hundreds of letters that we gave out today, the hundreds of letters to the soldiers, specifically written to soldiers with pictures of all of the children, so that the soldiers should see the face of children, davening for them, writing for them, worrying for them, wondering about them. And I stand here in solidarity with the Boca Raton Synagogue community, the Boca Raton Jewish community. For we stand with you. Archeinu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. There is no place that I would rather be. There is no place that we would rather be. We stand with you, we cry with you, we're hopeful with you, and together we'll gain some perspective this evening of Chizuk here in Beit Shemesh. I want to tell you that even though this has been dubbed a Chizuk mission for us to come, as though that would be possible, I'll tell you we're not here but a day. And already the Chizuk that we have been in receipt of, it's enormous. To see the resiliency, to hear the stories of hope and determination without compromise, to speak to those soldiers wounded in battle, defending their brothers and sisters, the first responder to walk in the face of imminent danger, wondering if whether or not, while he was struck by a bullet, wondering if he himself would perish in that very spot, reciting Shema Yisrael, waiting for hours, wondering what would be with the terrorists, to understand and the power, the passion of to see the determination, the grit from the border in the north to the border at the Gaza Strip and all around Eretz Yisrael, and as we are all called as reservists here in the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos, the resiliency of the soldier that we met just a few hours ago. On Simchas Torah morning was meant to name his daughter, his ninth child. And we got the call. He ran right to base, took his neshek, and he went into action. It was only that Motzei Shabbos that he called his wife to tell her the name of the child, because he went to name his daughter at base with his comrades. The resiliency, the unbelievable resiliency of the Jewish people, the heroes of the IDF, it's extraordinary. And the achdus, the togetherness, something that I don't believe anybody here has seen the likes of. We brought, as I'm sure now most, if not all of you know, 102 duffel bags. On Sunday in our shul and at Boca Raton Synagogue, there were hundreds of people that were packing all types of supplies, lists of supplies that were needed all around Israel. There was no compromise of how much needed to be raised. Tens of thousands of dollars, mizuman, pressed into our hands to give out to locations, to people who need it. Because we are one. Lech knois es kol ha-yehudim, as Yerov said. The response to the thought that we are fractured and splintered, it's not the case. But rather, we're a people that is strong and resilient. The achdus, the togetherness. It's unbelievable to witness. It's unbelievable to see. To such an extent as the achdus, that this past Sunday morning when I was supervising all of the various supplies they put in certain bags and duffels to be labeled and inventory, I was standing in the back of the shul and I happened to have seen that there were two ladies that were packaging and they're putting into a duffel supplies. But what I hadn't realized until I took a double take is that these two very ladies had not been talking to each other for nearly 10 years. They had not been talking to each other for nearly 10 years in a serious and significant machlekes. So much lashon hara, so much pirut, so much machlekes. And somehow they found themselves packing the same bag. And they didn't even realize that they were packing the same bag. They were so intent and so focused. They were so focused on what they were doing. They were thinking about you. And they were thinking about our brothers and sisters here in Eretz Yisrael. And they were worrying. And they were so determined and so focused that they didn't even realize that their nemesis, their adversary, the person that they despised and spoke ill of and would never ever send their children to play dates with the other's children, here they were packing a duffel bag together. And then they realized that they were packing a duffel bag together. And they just simply couldn't help but fall into each other's arms. And they started to cry. And they simply embraced. And anybody who was there, including myself, we started to cry because the story was known. And the machlokas was over a duffel bag packing supplies for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. It wasn't until this moment that the chesed and the achdus, that it was felt so profoundly how much it meant, how much it's the call of the day, how much it's going to carry the day, and what it means for us to be here tonight. I would say that perhaps this, as the Bala Turim explains, is the clarion call of who we are, what it is that we stand for, who it is that we are meant to be, what it is that we represent. The Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Sefer Shemos and Parshas Shemos of the greatest spiritual interception in the history of our people. When the Torah tells us that baby Moshe Rabbeinu is floating adrift, and he is floating adrift to his own demise. And the Pasuk tells us, Vatiftach Vatireyu es hayeled. And Baspar, of course, as we're all familiar with the story, she sees this basket of this baby, and she doesn't yet know what's happening, and she extends her arm, as Rashi tells us, quoting the Medrash, this extension of arm, and she intercepts this basket of this child, Vatiftach Vatireyu, and she sees it's this yeled. Vihine na'ar bocha, and the child is crying, and she's able to ascertain, Vatachmal olov, and she has mercy on this child, Vatoymer, and she's able to say, Meyalde ha'ivrim zeh, this is a Jewish child. But of course, if you stop for a moment and you teach, you explain, you define these words and this pasuk, you'll know that there are two words that seemingly describe the same person. It seems as though baby Moshe is who she found. And it's baby Moshe who she found crying. The problem is that the word yeled and na'ar connote two different stages of the development of a child. Yeled is a katanchik, is a little boy, and a na'ar is a lad, slightly older. And the Bala Turim explains that it's not talking about the same person, it's talking about two different people. In this very famous, well-known pasuk, it's talking about two different people. The yeled is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the na'ar was his older brother, was Aaron. And now, according to the Bala Turim, we have to understand, now reread the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Vatiftach Vatireyu. She opened it up and she saw it, Sayeled, she saw Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not crying. Maybe he was soothed by the rhythmic motion of the water. He wasn't crying, Vehine Nar Boche. But off to the side, there was a Nar. There was an older brother. It was Aaron, who was standing off to the side, and he was crying. And in that very powerful moment, when there was a child, and then there was a Nar who was crying over the child, it was in this moment, it was in this very precious moment, V'tach mal olav, Basparo, she has mercy on this child, V'taymer, and she's able to say, aha, this must be a Jewish child, V'taymer, she says, Meyaldei ha'ivrim zeh, what makes Moshe Rabbeinu recognizable as a Jew, as an Ivri, is that there's another Jew that's crying for him, the welfare, what's going to be, will he survive? What's his future going to be? We cry for each other. We worry about each other. We stand for each other. We stand with each other. That is what defines us as Jews. And to tell you the truth, the reason why we came here tonight and these few days before we head back Thursday night back for Shabbos is to just simply stand with you. Is to give hugs to you. To give kisses. To tell you that we stand with you and we know that you stand with us. And that we could not be more proud of you. Toshvei Eretz Yisrael. You're strong. You're passionate. You're powerful. The Ashkenazi Jewry needs you to be here. We're davening for you. We hope to meet you here. We're trying to inspire our kehilos to be here together with you. You are our heroes. We know it's hard for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, friends and family. Many of you have relatives in service front lines. No, like this shul and all shuls, we daven for your family, for our family, the heroes of the Israeli Defense Forces. Around the clock, we have Tehillim chat that is literally firing in our shul. We finished over 100 times Tehillim. We finished multiple mesechtos. People taking on mitzvos. I've given out pairs and pairs of tefillin, and I'm not Chabad. Nothing wrong with Chabad. But pairs and pairs of tefillin to people who have never put on tefillin before, because the call of the time is resounding, and we're resilient. And the chesed and the achdus and the togetherness and the unity that we feel and that we've come here to share and to stand with you and to stand with each other. We have your backs and you have ours. This isn't your circumstance nor your war. This is ours and we are together and we will fight. We're called as reservists and we can, we must, and we will. I'll just leave you with what I was left with on my way to the airport before I left early Monday morning. Our 99-year-old Buchenwald Holocaust survivor, Meir Rappaport, should live and be well. He pulled me to the side very early, and we left very early, and I met him very, very early. He said to me, "Rabbi, tell the Jews in Eretz Yisrael my number. Tell the Jews that I was in Buchenwald with Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau. Tell the Jews in Eretz Yisrael the persecution and the Holocaust and the pogrom and the rallying university campuses around the United States. Tell them that the media bias. Tell them that Am Yisrael Chai, that the Jewish people are strong. We'll face and stare down the enemy as long as we are strong. Tell Toshvei Eretz Yisrael that we will persevere and we will overcome the stories and the heroism, the acts of unity, and the gathering tonight, and the gathering tomorrow night, and the gathering in shuls, and the strengthening of our conviction. And our character is what's going to carry the day." So on behalf of Meir Rappaport, on behalf of my community and the Boca Raton Jewish community, on behalf of Diaspora Jewry, on behalf of every single one of us in Chutz La'aretz, we say to you, stay strong, be strong, Chazak v'yamatz, because Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai.